Today marks exactly 34 years that junior officers of the military, led by Flight Lieutenant J.J. Rawlings, toppled the then Supreme Military Council under the leadership of General F.W.K. Ekufu. The junior officers embarked on a house-cleaning exercise against corruption that became known as the June 4 Revolution. Brighton Trauma takes us down memory lane.
Captain Batijan, Major Mensa Poku of Mortar, Captain Hopenbauer, Captain Kwanza of 2 Brigade, Captain Kwashiga, Sergeant Alan Kash, I say again, let no man attempt to run away. If not, there will be further bloodshed. It is not necessary.
That was Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings giving a roll call of officers that took part in a coup that unseated the Supreme Military Council led by General F.W.K. Akufu. General Akufu had earlier removed General Kutu Echampo from office in a palace coup, and his SMC2 was preparing to return the country to civilian rule. Exactly 34 years ago, a group of junior officers led by then Captain Batijan toppled the Akufu Supreme Military Council. At that time, a young Flight Lieutenant General Rawlings and a handful of other ranks of Air Force were being held in detention for their role in a failed mutiny on May 15, 1979. Ironically, it was their trial that gathered the momentum and inspiration for junior officers to plan another mutiny. On that fateful day, Flight Lieutenant Rawlings and his group of previous mutineers, along with the arrested coup plotters, were free from their locked cells after attacks on their duty guards. Rawlings' early morning broadcast to the nation announced the overthrow of the ruling of SMC2 government by the other ranks.
Now this Flight Lieutenant Rawlings was released this morning by the ranks. I'm here under their guard. I've no choice. This is the only message I have for you. We have nothing against officers. That's what they're saying. We want nothing but justice. They want nothing but justice. The trial of all past commissioners. Finish. We don't believe in the integrity of the SMC members. Some of the NRC and some of the NAC members, some of the senior officers. For heaven's sake, if you have no reason to fear, do not run away. Do not fall back to this trick. Stay put. This is all I plead. Thank you.
The days and weeks following the eventful day could aptly be described as blood and thunder days of the uprising. The AFRC executed General Echampo and Major General Ukuta by firing squad, followed on June 26 by six more senior officers. 34 years on, has the idea that necessitated the intervention outlived its usefulness? Former President Rawlings, the brain behind the uprising, speaks.
For more than a decade now, Ghana appears to have been moving towards an irreversible situation down a tunnel. We are suffering the effect of a dislocation between wealth, power, and authority. About too much power and too much money being in the hands of a few too many wrong people. Too much power, too much money in the hands of wrong people can create problems.
Today, as Ghanaians remember June 4, there are still many who think that the country's politicians and public office holders did not really learn any useful lessons from the house cleaning exercise. Corruption, greed, nepotism have remained serious problems in high offices, government after government.
That was a feature on June 4 by Bright in Trauma.